Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sun up, and I blank all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm going to do today.
There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was blank by the time he got there.
He was dead by the time he got there.
In such a situation, you might say, he blanked to be careful. He
needed to be careful.
Or he
should be careful.
If you're talking about something, a fact such as corn, and it seems shorter, you might say, at this time of year, it, talking about being taller, you'd say, it's not taller, but it, can you think of a term there that would help you? All right, you might say, it isn't as tall as it
should be.
I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
I can, or I will.
All right. What if you won't? How would you say it?
I won't go.
If you're daring someone and you're trying to get them to do something and they won't do it, you might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
won't.
You knew when you first agreed to go that you blank to tell your mother. All right, we're thinking of a word like ought, okay? You aren't going, you aren't doing what you
should do.
Can you use the word ought?
Ought to do.
All right. You knew when you first agreed to go that you blank to tell your mother.
Ought to tell your mother.
In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
ought not to.
Or I, using one word,
can't.
Or I
won't.
Won't. That's right. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping, you say, you, if you were trying to get them to help and they didn't, could say to that person, you
ought to, or you should.
Okay. If you make a complete statement using the word help, how would you say it? You
should help me.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure I could do that, but I
will try.
Or if you're talking about in the past, you might say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I get the yard work finished. I
will.
All right. If we use a word like might in your speech, just track that word. I'm not sure, but I
might.
All right. If it quits raining by Thursday, I
might
get the yard work finished.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The kind of bird that can see in the dark is called an
owl.
What would you call the bigger bird that hoots all night and has a very deep voice?
Hoot owl.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees is a
woodpecker.
The kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell is called a
skunk.
Do you have any other names for it?
Polecat.
Which one do you use mostly in your speech?
Polecat.
What kind of animals come and raid hen roosts?
Possums.
All right. Do you have any names that, for them that, if you're not being particular and you just don't like that animal, you might call him a
possum, but he should be called an opossum.
An opossum? But you call him a
possum.
How do you refer to any kind of animals that come in and raid your, say, you would raid your hen roosts?